Welcome to Mark and Friends. I'm Donna Leland. And today our guest is a very familiar voice, Debbie Griffith. She is the podcast host of Fruits and Nuts. She's also the author of Orange is the New Blessing. Thanks for coming back, Debbie, to Mark and Friends.
Thank you so much. It's always such a fun and worthwhile time to connect with you, Donna, and be on Mark and Friends, because there's so much that we share with one another that builds us up personally as well, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. I mean, I have really enjoyed your friendship, you know, off air, and it's just been a delight because we're both in radio, and I just think we both understand each other's story, and we have the same energy, and so I think that's why it's so much, you know, a connection that I really want to keep and grow. And you just dropped your 7th edition of The Fruits and Nuts, and you can find that, The Fruits and Nuts podcast, wherever you download your favorite podcast. And you're going through the fruits of the Spirit, which I think is so neat. And now you've landed on gentleness. And what have you discovered?
Well, I love the whole, obviously, the whole fruits of the 9 fruits. And I share when for each podcast that you listen to of the 9 fruits, that the bookends of the 9 fruits are love and self-control, and they keep the others in place. So the fruits in Galatians 5, 22 and 23 are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And I like to think and share that love and self-control are the bookends that kind of keep all the others in place. Love is God, all-powerful, omnipotent, and self-control keeps the others in place. And the self-control doesn't come by our strong will, just determination. It comes through the Holy Spirit. And that's how we grow this fruit. And it is really connecting to the vine, and we are the branches, which we can read about in John 15. So, yeah, so the fruit of gentleness is the latest episode that has dropped.
What did you discover when you looked into that special fruit?
How God is loving, gentle, and kind. And I recently was at my 40-year class reunion from high school, and I happened to speak with one of the gals, and she was talking so much how all of what she knew about God was that he was angry, that she was in constant fear of going to hell, of being punished. And she talked about when she went into confession as a little girl giving confession to the Catholic priest, that she wasn't honest. She would actually lie in confession. And I was so confused. And I said, what do you mean? You're just, you know, transparently confessing your sin. And she said, yes, but with the priest and going to the parochial school or whatnot, I thought if I shared really what was going on with me, and this is just a little, you know, I'm a grade school girl, that it would be determined by the nuns or the priest that I was in a sort of ranking and I should be treated differently if I really shared what I was struggling with. You know, there can be legalism in any denomination. But when you asked me about gentleness, what struck me was this gal, and we'll just say her name is Cindy. Cindy did not know growing up the gentleness and kindness of God, that he is gentle. The Holy Spirit is gentle. Mm. She was afraid of God as a punisher, as someone she thought was always mad at her and always looking at like she's in constant fear of going to hell. And that just made me so sad. So then we talked about what it was to know and understand the grace of God and really the gentleness of God, that he is gentle, that he is not bombastic. He sees us as his creation whom he loves. And as a follower, one who accepts Christ as Savior and Lord, we are his children and he loves us, all of us. He's not surprised at what our thought life is or the choices we make. He knows us, he created us, and he loves us, and he is gentle to lead us. He is the good shepherd.
Mm. He's not harsh. You know, that's the opposite of being gentle, is harsh. And he's not a harsh God. Now, you might look into the Old Testament and even in the new, and say, well, he did some pretty intense things, but that's because he's God and he knows the right time to bring judgment, which is different.
Absolutely. And obviously, I think most of us understand as believers that when he became most angry, it was with the religious leaders, the Pharisees, the Sadducees. I mean, he got upset with them. But with the people that were just seeking him, the woman at the well, there was a gentleness. He knew about her sin, but he did not condemn her. He went to her and asked her for something to drink. And she was, me, I'm a woman, and you're a Jew, and I'm a Samaritan. Well, that's a gentleness that he exposed her, that he knew about her sin. She didn't run back to town to tell other people how condemned she felt. She ran back to town to tell others, could this be the Messiah? He told me everything about me. Basically, he fully saw me, fully knew me, and yet he offered me living water. And other people heard her story, and I just love that story in John 4, where you read the scripture that says, we heard what you said about him, but now that we've got to know him, now we believe for sure he is the one who he says he is. Mm. I just love that.
I do too.
I can tell you, and I can share with people the goodness of God and his gentleness, but it's getting that relationship and that understanding with God that you, that person listening, can say, you know, I heard you guys speaking about him, but now I've experienced that for myself. And you're right. He's a gentle, loving, gracious God.
Gentleness, that is a fruit of the Spirit. And as I was growing up, gentle was not a word that you would have used to describe me. I say that I was raised by she-wolves, a couple older sisters, in the middle of six kids. So, you know, we were kind of every man and woman for themselves. And gentleness, we were not gentle with each other. It was a rock'em sock'em. And so when I, you know, grew up, you're just kind of taking on some of those characteristics that you're raised in. But when I came to know the Lord, that's when the fruit was beginning to grow in my world. And then when I caught myself not being gentle and falling back into those same old patterns, it was easy to recognize. Now, for me, not being gentle looked like, you know, being harsh with people and coming down hard on them. For other people, you might look gentle, but maybe it's just being skittish or afraid or, you know, shy. So real gentleness, the real stuff, that's only, I think, a fruit of the Spirit. What do you think, Debbie?
Absolutely. I mean, it is a then being connected to the vine, which is Jesus, and you are the branches. And we read that in John 15, and I can share with you where it says right away in chapter 15 of John, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. And I think that's something to touch on, that God cuts away at us. He prunes us. And it's not always fun or comfortable. It's often painful. But from the trials, from the hard places, staying connected to the vine, we then develop that fruit of gentleness, that and all the fruits. Because if we never had trouble, we would never need faith. If we're all about, we can do it ourselves, I'm determined, just as you were sharing as growing up, you know, there wasn't a lot of gentleness in your family. And so you become strong, and I'm a strong character and a personality as well, but it's allowing, I think you can still have those strong personalities and characters, but you have this gentleness that comes where you don't have to be right. You don't have to win. It's not a competition. And really what it's taking down is the pride that all of us struggle with on some level.
Yep.
That when we have this pride, like I can do this, or you don't need to tell me, God wants that fruit of gentleness in us. And so he prunes away our pride through different circumstances. I really think that's how especially gentleness is developed, is recognizing I need God. I need his gentleness in my life. So therefore, I can give that to others, because what you cannot give what you don't have in the first place.
Right.
You can't give grace to others unless you've received God's grace, true grace.
Yep.
You know, that, wouldn't you say that?
Absolutely. Overlooking sin is not grace. That's not grace.
Right.
That's not the grace of God. The grace of God confronts our sin, but then gives us the strength through the power of the Holy Spirit to say no to that ungodliness and that worldly passion and to live a self-controlled, upright, and godly life in the present age. So, yeah, self-control. It's the fruit of the Holy Spirit, God's grace.
Yeah. And so one of the fun things, and I can share, but I love for people to go, you can watch the podcast through my YouTube channel, my name, Debbie Griffith. I think it's just called Debbie Griffith Video. But as soon as you Google Debbie Griffith, the Fruit and Nuts podcast, you can watch the episodes. And of course, through, you know, the listening of Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts, you can also listen. But I talk about a season or a time when I was traveling in Nashville to do some little videos. And I had all these props because I'm a theater major and I use props before props was really popular. I had all props with me and a shoulder bag and a purse and two suitcases. And I went into the Nashville airport and I was so proud how I went down the escalator with all my equipment and didn't need any assistant. And then I went and got a key for the rent a car. And as I was walking to that place, there's this man, his name was Kenny, on a like a golf cart, you know, one of those carts. And yeah. He kept asking me, ma'am, do you need some help? You know, because he could put all my luggage and my, you know, tote bags and everything in the cart and then bring me to the place where you get the rent a car. And I kept just waving him off like, no, I'm fine. I'm good. You know, I got his name, of course, because I'm so relational. I mean, and what's your name? Kenny. Oh, Kenny, I'm fine. You, oh, ma'am, I'm sure that you need, you know, would need some help. Nope. And I just like my pride was like, no, I'm a Midwest girl. You know, I'm strong. I'm determined. You should see me go down that escalator. No problem. So I get to another escalator. Then this is an upward one. And Kenny has followed me the whole time. And there is also an elevator that you can take to go up to the floor where the cars are, or you can take the escalator, which it just seems like a no-brainer that I would push the button on the elevator, but I did not. And so I started to go on the escalator with everything I had, and I also started to fall backward. And I fell, and it so happened so quick, like, all I remember is Kenny swooping me up in his arms. He pushed all my bags away, my totes, and he set me on that cart. And then he went to get my luggage and my purse and everything else. And then he just stopped for a while and he was like, ma'am, you just about done gave me a heart attack. Like, you know, I just, Miss Debbie, you know, he was just, he proceeded to share a story with me about God using people to help others. And I won't share that whole story. It's kind of a teaser to go listen to the podcast. But we just sat and listened in this friendship, in this relationship of how he was saying that God uses people to help us along the way. And who are we to deny how God will use it? Yes, God gives us strength. You know, a lot of people will say that verse, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, yeah, but it doesn't mean you solo all the time. It means God gives you people to strengthen you along the way, to encourage you along the way. And he gave me Kenny. And we ended up going up the in the elevator together. And he made sure that I got in that car. And he said, ma'am, you put that seatbelt on. I mean, he was just taking care of me. And one of the things that was so crazy about all that took place with Kenny is that my friend Mac, who's a good friend that prays for the ministry of my radio, Everyday Matters. This was before I had the book or the podcast. And he just knew I was going to Nashville to record some storytelling videos. And he sent me a text message. And this was, I think I still had like the flip phone. I mean, or just right, you know, new before smartphones were like, you know, attached to our bodies like they are. But he sent me the scripture that was Exodus 23:20. And it said, behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared. I'm like, you know, I haven't, it's not a scripture that I'm super familiar with, but I just thought, okay, he this is great. And I just remember, thank you, Mac. Thank you for praying. I always appreciate, you know, you partnering in this ministry in prayer. And after all that craziness with me being so determined to do the trek to get my rent-a-car by myself, and Kenny constantly asking me, are you sure, ma'am? I think I could help you, ma'am. And then when I got on the escalator and I fell backward and he swooped me up like this big, wonderful person that he is and shoved my luggage aside, just made sure I was okay. And as he is exclaiming, ma'am, you just about done give me a heart attack, Miss Debbie. You just about done give me a heart attack. He says these words. I'm not even kidding. You can't make this stuff up. He says, don't you know that I was that angel sent to protect you?
Wow.
And I said, what did you say? That I was that angel sent to protect you. And I just, I couldn't process. It was, you know, still as I'm sharing this with you, I'm like, that is the most incredible thing. And later when I told my friend Mac, he said, I'm not going to be surprised when you go back to the Nashville airport if you were to inquire about, you know, because he was this big, beautiful black man character of a person and, you know, just his generosity with his gentleness and his kindness. You would think people would know Kenny, but my friend Mac said, I'm not going to be surprised if you start to inquire about a Kenny. There's no such person as Kenny.
Wow.
You know, that there was an angel and yeah. He was Kenny.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it gets done.
It just was just God's graciousness to me. I mean, the real consequence could have been if I only had just a bruise on my arm, it could have been much worse. So to me, that gentleness of God giving me an example of who he is and it's just a relationship with Kenny that was the story time that we had. And I mean, I was probably an hour delayed, but I didn't have to be anywhere. And it was so worth it just to see who God is and his gentleness and his kindness, despite my pride, despite my strong will, despite myself, how his grace is always so available. Mm. And people aren't like that. You know, you and I know people that aren't gentle towards us and they claim to know Christ. And you're just like, really? Like, how is that?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then for us in our gentleness to say, despite your unkindness towards me or your rudeness or your whatever, what does it look like then for me to extend grace and kindness to that person who is not gentle? And I want to be clear here. It doesn't mean that you completely engage in a relationship. It may be that you have to set a boundary because it's not healthy, but you can still, you know, not get off and, you know, tell them, you know, yell at them, but yeah. Just say, huh, okay, I'm going to step away and be quiet because what you're saying to me is extremely hurting my heart. And I don't think it's necessary, but I think if I engage with you in more words, it will escalate. So I, in my gentleness, by the grace of God, by the gentleness of God, I'm going to step away.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think our gentleness can be just not engaging. That's perfect, Debbie. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not returning a text. Not.
That's right.
Keeping it going. Not responding. Just say, yeah, I'm going to choose to back off. And
yeah.
That's not anybody winning or losing. That's choosing to express the spirit in the moment. And that's what I'm learning. I'm learning how to do that. I mean, because I'm convinced, Debbie, that what we're doing down here is actually preparation for future opportunities that God has for us. Maybe not of this world. Some people believe in a millennial reign. And so I don't know a ton about it, but I've heard it in my theological circles about the millennium, a 1,000-year reign on the planet with Christ. And I've heard it said that, you know, as we learn how to walk in the Spirit here, there can be some ramifications for that in the kingdom. So I just threw that out there for fun, just to get people thinking about the possibility that what we're going through now is not just for now, but it's training in righteousness.
No matter what you go through, no matter if it's done to you or you've done something, you know, a mistake or something really messy in your life, God's a redeemer of all things. Nothing is wasted with him.
Mm-mm.
And into eternity, we continue to be purposeful. We are fully resurrected, just like Jesus was. That's something crazy to think about. We don't become angels. Aren't spirits or ghosts floating around. We're going to be fully resurrected just as Christ was. And it's incredible to think what that looks like and what purpose he's preparing us for that is not just on this earth, but certainly he's purposeful in taking whatever's happened to us here and redeeming it as well. And again, that's how we bear fruit. And again, referring to John chapter 15, verse 5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Now, of course, we can do a lot of things and get ourselves in a lot of big messes and trouble. Yeah. And I guess, you know, just going back to gentleness, in his gentleness, he goes, yeah, I knew before you even knew that you were going to get into this pickle of a mess. But here I am. Come back to me. Remain in me. Let me gently show you the way, the path, the place, the redemption in all of it. He's so good. Yeah. That's so good.
So kind.
He's a living guide. Yeah.
Yeah. So think about that, dear listener, as you move through your day, that the harsh words that you're hearing, they're not from God. He is kind and loving and gentle. Those harsh words, that's just left over from the past, from people in your world, from yourself. Why are we so mean to ourselves? And the Spirit whispers kindness and love, and he's gentle and patient. So we just wanted to really encourage you today to think about the gentleness of God. And we can be gentle now with ourselves. We're talking with Debbie Griffith on Mark and Friends. Debbie is running a podcast. It's called The Fruits and Nuts Podcast, and it's available on wherever you enjoy your podcast, also YouTube. Some great video of Debbie on YouTube. That's a lot of fun.
I enjoy so much this time we have because, as you and I both know, when we're sharing, we're also sharing to ourselves and teaching and stirring up God's word in us, and it's a blessing all the way around.
Thank you, dear listener, for being a part of Mark and Friends, a ministry of Great News Media. And thank you also for understanding that we're a listener-supported Christian radio. We feel the support, my friend, the goodness of God expressed through you.